You're listening to SBS News.
The first ever Bledisloe rugby match to be played in Perth also produced one of the most remarkable results, as the world's number one ranked nation, New Zealand, was humbled by Australia. The Wallabies scored the most ever points against the All Blacks in the 47-26 victory. As good as Australia was, the loss of lock Scott Barrett for a dangerous shoulder charge just before half-time saw him sent off and New Zealand reduced to 14 men. After the game, All Blacks coach Steve Hansen accepted his side wasn't disciplined enough and that Australia fully deserved the record win.
If you're going to get a red card, the worst team you can get one against is a side that wants to play footy, and Australia wanted to play footy. They wanted to play fast, and in the end, they found just more space than we could cover, and so all credit to them.
Before the match, most pundits expected New Zealand to win. Here's how Channel 10 described the final try on a famous night for the Wallabies.
Jones is out there in jersey number 20, Luke Jones.
If Australia wins that game in Auckland, it'll win the Bledisloe Cup for the first time since 2002. After the game, Wallabies coach Michael Checker refused to let the euphoria of the result affect his assessment of Australia's chances at the World Cup in Japan, which starts next month.
There's so many variables, the opposition, the weather, the refs. But we just want to try and understand that when obstacles come up, there's always a workaround. You can always get around it. And in footy, that's probably one of the most important things, whether the obstacles are in your own head or by the opposition.
The English Premier League got underway over the weekend with big wins for Liverpool over newly promoted Norwich by 4-1, while reigning champions Manchester City scored an even bigger win at West Ham, running out 5-0 winners. The video assistant referee system is being used in the Premier League for the first time this season, and it was used several times during the West Ham game. The system has faced criticism from fans for slowing games down, but City manager Pep Guardiola said his biggest concern is that the officials make the right decision.
My wish is that VAR don't make mistakes. Please, only I want. I'm concerned is when VAR make a mistake, and after that, for it's happened quite often, it's better the referees take the decisions and leave when always we leave.
In other matches, Tottenham beat Aston Villa 3-1, while Socceroo Aaron Moy's Brighton won 3-0 at Watford, although Moy remained on the bench. In the AFL, it was a weekend of unwanted records for several clubs. The GWS Giants scored their lowest ever points total in their 8-year history. GWS could manage just 29 points in the defeat by Hawthorn in Canberra. The match was also in the news for being the first AFL match in history in which snow fell during the game. But if 29 sounds low, spare a thought for the North Melbourne Kangaroos, who could manage just 14 in the match against the Geelong Cats. Here's how Fox Sports described the piece of unwanted history for the Kangaroos, who are celebrating their 150th anniversary of formation this year.
There's the siren. And the Cats by 55 points. And that 1-8-14, the lowest score in North Melbourne's history on a night to forget. In Geelong.
Geelong sits proudly on top of the ladder after that thumping win, while Brisbane and West Coast are also on 60 points in second and third on the ladder. It was also a bad weekend for Essendon, who allowed the Western Bulldogs to score 21 goals straight against them in a 104-point defeat. In the NRL, there was a blockbuster Sunday with the top four all playing each other. The Roosters beat Canberra for their fourth straight win. The 22-18 victory also ended Canberra's four-game winning run. In Gosford, South Sydney was looking to beat the ladder-leading Melbourne Storm, but inspired by fullback Cameron Munster, the Storm ran out 10-point winners. Here's how Fox Sports described his superb try in the 26-16 win.
Smith back left for Nukin. Munster! Oh, look at the step! Look at the stepping! Cameron Munster! Left! Left! And leaves them behind!
Leaves them behind, alright!
And finally, in Super Netball, the defending champion Sunshine Coast Lightning temporarily took over top spot on the ladder with a win over the Giants on Saturday night. After the 60-56 point win, player of the match Steph Wood admitted the team needs to improve if it is to win the competition again.
We'll probably watch that game and see what happens, and there's definitely things that we need to improve on from that game. I thought throughout it we could have actually pushed the lead out a little bit more, and leading into finals, that's something that we have to do.
The New South Wales Swifts returned to the top of the ladder later on Saturday night with an 8-goal win over the Melbourne Vixens. John Baldock, SBS News.